Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Wednesday at 10 o'clock, and my guest is Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. How you doing this morning, my friend? It's good to talk to you.
I'm good. I managed not to stay up too late at Mandela's victory party.
Were you there?
And so, yeah, I didn't. I was looking for you. I thought you were going to be there.
I was there. We did a live remote from there.
That's what I thought, but I didn't see where it was.
It was upstairs. They had the television cameras downstairs.
I saw the TV, and I saw journalists coming from the upstairs. But anyway, oh well. I hope it went well.
Yeah, it did. Let me ask you, Dr. Craig, before we go to Mandela. What are your thoughts about Tim Michaels' victory over Rebecca Clefish? And is this the final nail in the coffin of the Scott Walker and Clefish, history?
So I think it's a huge deal. They've been holding off the Trump wing of the party, the establishment Republicans in the state, which is Walker, Clefish, Paul Ryan is part of that.
Robin Voss.
Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce and Bradley Foundation are the big financial backers of it that made it all possible. And they had actually held off Trump. Remember in 2016, Cruz won the Republican primary, right? So they were stronger than Trump here in 2016 when he entered the state, and he didn't win the Wisconsin Republican primary. He has now taken over because Tim Michaels, who was not this kind of person, was more of a lobbyist businessman, right? Who's been on all sorts of different sides, decide to make himself MAGA, which and all Donald Trump, their fearless leader, demands is fealty and loyalty regardless of your consistency, because he's not been consistent in his career either. And his price is you have to be willing to overturn the election. And Robin Voss and that their wing is willing to lean in and say it was rigged and say there's a lot of voter fraud and do a ton of voter suppression, but they're not willing to go quite that far. That's where Mike Pence is. Mike Pence was on the whole Trump bandwagon except for that last part, right? Just literally overturning the Constitution and the free election of U.S. presidents. So that is a huge deal. It means we have an all-MAGA top of the Republican ticket, and they showed the ability to increase turnout. Turnout was very high in this primary. It means we on our side, with Mandela and Tony Evers being top of the ticket, need to inspire the base because we know they can inspire their MAGA base. As far as the future of the establishment Republicans, I think they reinvent themselves. You know, Robin Voss, who almost lost, barely lost to a no-name candidate, barely beat a no-name candidate that Trump was behind in his primary, almost went down to defeat last night.
Right.
He's going to go after Michael Gableman, the disgraced former Supreme Court justice that is leading their fake election investigation.
He handpicked,
then he endorsed, then Gableman went, who's a Trump guy, went and endorsed his opponent and did robocalls for him and campaigned for him. So now Voss has clearly signaled he's going to hold a meeting and fire Gableman. But I think Voss and company and the establishment Republicans are simply going to morph and find common ground with the Trump wing. I mean, you really think a Robin Voss dominated state assembly, because they've done the map, so they're guaranteed to have a super Republican majority regardless of the voters, right? If they have Tim Michaels as their governor, they're not going to pass everything he puts forward, and they're not going to cooperate. I just think so. I think it's a huge change, and I think it means that whatever bulwark the Walker wing of the party was against stealing the 2024 election is gone. So it's a huge strike against democracy. But I think they will find common ground and work together. And simply, and I believe the big business lobbies that are behind, and that's what you remember, these politicians like Robin Voss are simply front people. The real power is Wisconsin manufacturers and commerce, the other big business interests. They're going to want to get business done, and they're going to make a deal. And we will. And so it's just going to change the Republican Party. The Trump wing will be brought into the establishment. There'll be a merger. That's what I would predict.
Well. So now, Dr. Craig, I don't know how you measure. You know, we know what the Clefish and Walker legacy is. That's solid. We know who and what they are. We know who and what they are and what they've done. When you look at the other side,
I have mixed feelings. I have mixed feelings. I love seeing Clefish go down after all they've done, the working people in Wisconsin and education and to labor rights and everything. But then again, you know, they're being replaced by people who will end American democracy if given a chance.
Oh,
so
wow.
I'm like, okay, I really shouldn't be celebrating, right? But I still can't say I feel badly for the Walker ring either. It's just sort of, it's like an ugh and oh my God, right?
So Dr. Craig, when we look at Tim Michaels and all you can hear him talk about is the same thing, no CRT. We've got to do more choice schools. We've got to bring the gas prices down. I mean, what else is there that he can talk about, Dr. Craig, that would lead you to believe that he's going to be the right person to lead the nation, the state forward?
It's not required for the MAGA base. That's the beauty of it. They don't. They've been revved up on hatred and racism and xenophobia to such a high pitch that they want to believe lies. It's not that they've been lied to. They're lies that make them feel good about the world and make them feel like the victim. And even if it's blaming the wrong people, they may be very frustrated in their lives, you know, their work lives, working for corporate America, and have their pensions and opportunity diminished. But they've decided to blame other people less powerful, and so this feeds into that. And so this stuff is all lies. He isn't going to do anything valuable for his own base, but that's not the demand of this base.
Right.
So that's why it is such a threat to democracy. Democracy does require that you actually you sort out various interests, like rural Wisconsin might have slightly different interests than urban Wisconsin, but they have a shared interest because actually they're economically dependent on each other. So that's what democracy used to work out. But when you have the rural voters who overwhelmingly voted for Michaels, what happened here is Clefish didn't get big enough margins in the Milwaukee suburbs and to overcome the rural areas. They're not going to get anything from Tim Michaels. They're just going to feel better about the decline of the areas they live in and their sense of their own lives.
Well, you know, Dr. Craig, that they may be accepting of that early on, but when they finally come to the realization that I got nothing for this, you know, by then
they come to that realization. We have to give them that realization, and they're not receiving it right now.
Okay.
Right? I mean, obviously, all the folks who supported fascism in the 20s and 30s in Europe, they ultimately had their lives destroyed by it, but they still went down that road. So at this point, really hardcore MAGA voters, we can't get. They're still kind of squishy in the middle. But the biggest thing is they've proven the ability to turn out in large numbers. That's why Trump did much better than all the polls suggested in both 2016 and 2020 in Wisconsin, because the pollsters underestimated their vote. So that's why Mandela Barnes winning is so important, because much more than Governor Evers, he can inspire all the people who don't vote in midterm elections, often only vote for president, maybe haven't voted at all, who have begun to believe that government can't do anything about their lives and improve their communities. and they need to be given inspiration and hope. Obviously, after that, we have to deliver. But at this point, Mandela Barnes is the best chance to inspire turnout on our side that can match the turnout we know the Michael Johnson ticket will get on the Republican side.
You know, Dr. Craig, you spoke about the turnout, I don't know, 26% or more, which they say is, you know, a large turnout for a primary.
Mordecai Lee was raving about the turnout, you know, the longtime political observer in UW-Milwaukee.
Democrats, for the most part, it was a foregone conclusion, and so they certainly didn't turn out in large numbers because Mandela Barnes was the ticket for the most part. And I'm not saying that the local sheriff's race was not important, but it was Mandela Barnes who was already.
I agree, and Evers was unopposed.
Yes, so are you? Do you think that there's a chance that? Once Democrats now see, they know it's Ron Johnson, they know it's Tim Michaels, they know what they're up against, that we don't turn out in large enough numbers to offset that? Knowing what the outcome can be with Tim Michaels and Ron Johnson back?
Well, the drop-off voters are not monolithic. There are some that will be motivated because of Tim Michaels and Johnson and the threat to democracy, because of what's been done to women's constitutional rights under Roe v. Wade and other issues, there's another group that isn't motivated by that. I mean, there was a lot of drop-off between the 2012 election and the 2016 election. So that those group of voters, especially among younger minority voters, and younger voters generally, so they weren't scared enough by Trump to vote anyway. And that's because they didn't see the value in what Hillary would provide for them and their communities and their families. That's what we have. So that part of the vote. And, you know, there was a famous New York Times series where they did an article where they went to north side of Milwaukee and were going to the barber shops where a lot of people hang out. And they were saying, you know, it was really exciting to elect the first black president, and I really had a lot of hope. But, you know, things are even worse here now than they were 8 years ago, and so I didn't bother to vote. And that's real because the numbers show that happened, especially with younger African-American voters. The drop-off of young African-American voters from 2012 to 2016, so Obama's second reelection to Trump winning the state over Hillary Clinton, that itself, in a state where African-Americans are only 6% of the population, was larger than Trump's margin of victory. So it's going to matter a lot, and that's why, you know, Mandela is not only because of his life story and who he is that very helpful, not just for young African-Americans, but for young Democratic people in general, college students, a lot of white ones as well, but also he's beginning to talk in a much more populist way. He's leaning in more to his previous career, which is as a progressive. And I think that's critical because I think there's a lot of drop-off voters who need something to vote for, not just something to vote against.
You know, Dr. Craig, I was talking to somebody yesterday evening at the rally, and I said to them, when you look at Mandela Barnes, what you see is a kind of Barack Obama from the standpoint that he is a guy who can go into many different rooms and be accepted. And I think just anybody can't do that. He's a special kind of guy who is the right kind of guy for the moment. Would you agree?